Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 876, Beyond Interest, The Real Cost of Borrowing, by Hélène Massicot of freedtopursue.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and a very happy Monday to you. Hope your week is off to a great start. This is, of course, where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance, and I narrate articles from sites like Mr. Money Mustache, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, Get Rich Slowly, Budgets Are Sexy, and many more. It's a lot like a gigantic ongoing financial audiobook, and it is completely free to you. Today's post comes to you from freetopursue.com, and Hélène has narrated both here and on Optimal Living Daily. You can check out that show for much more from her. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. For now, let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. Beyond Interest, The Real Cost of Borrowing, by Hélène Massicot of freetopursue.com. Most of us are familiar with interest rates and their impact on our purchasing power. How often have you been warned about buy now, pay later schemes, putting a purchase on your credit card, paying for something using your line of credit, store credit, or worst of all, payday loans? Various permutations of these options are out there, ready to supposedly help you get what you want or need now, as opposed to waiting until you have the cash in hand to make the purchase. The result is that like for like, you end up paying far more for a purchase when you buy it on credit than buying it outright. There's more to it than the cost of interest itself. Buying on credit can cost you in other ways, too. One, it usually means buying something new, which leads you to overpay. You are the one paying most of the depreciation on the item. Two, it reduces your negotiation power by breaking the overall cost down into a non-negotiable payment schedule, which masks the item's true cost. 3. It can lead you to buy more than you would otherwise. 4. You may enjoy consumable goods and experiences less because you didn't prepay. And 5. The purchase may mean less to you because you didn't give yourself time to anticipate it and work for it. Are you skeptical? Here is each point in more detail. 1. The cost of buying new. Most consumable goods depreciate, and they depreciate most in the first 1 to 3 years of ownership. A computer depreciates by 50% in the first year, a car 11% as soon as you drive it off the lot, and 20% yearly on average during the first 5 years. Other goods are 50 to 80% plus in the first year. You're also guaranteed to have to pay sales tax, which in many cases is not applicable when purchasing a used asset in a private sales setting. That is a hefty price to pay for the privilege of owning a brand new product. Why not buy a used version of what you want? One you can afford outright because you let someone else deal with the depreciation cost. 2. Lost negotiation power. Car sales is an easy target for this one because of the way they are usually marketed. Unless you own a business, leasing is an automatic no-go. It's easy to feel you're getting more car for your money, and emotions can take over when you only consider the monthly payment, ignoring the fact that you will have no car upon termination of the lease agreement. There is also less room to negotiate when the lease offers are set by the manufacturer as opposed to the dealer. So buying is a better option, right? Yes, but only because the car is yours to keep once you have completed the payments, and that's if you can resist longer and longer payment terms. Car loans can now extend to 8 years, and each additional year means more time for interest costs to work against you. And what about 0% interest rate financing? If you're paying cash, you will get more bang for your buck by having more potential to negotiate a better price. Of course, it would be a good idea to compare what you are saving paying in cash with what you could make in investment income with the money, but only if you would actually invest it. With 0% financing, you will also have to resist getting talked into upgrading to a car that eats up the savings of not paying interest. Extra car means extra cost and extra depreciation, too. 3. Sleeping on it reduces total consumption. Being able to immediately pay for goods and services can lead us to more frequently buy on impulse. The danger with buying on impulse is that it is an emotional decision as opposed to one that has been properly considered, which can mean buying something you don't really want, upgrading a purchase to a more expensive option, or buying multiples of something when you only needed one. Impulse buys are often the ones we regret later because we could have made better use of the money, such as using it in a way that supports our longer-term goals. 4. Prepaying increases enjoyment. Paying after you have acquired an item is a double-edged sword. Yes, you get to have it sooner, but every time you use it, you know it's not yours. If something happens, such as a job loss or property damage, it can become a burden, or worse, it can be repossessed, and you're left paying for something you no longer own. That nagging feeling never leaves until the debt is erased. You just don't feel the same way about using a good that is rented or purchased with credit compared to enjoying something you own outright. Prepaying also lessens buyer's remorse. The longer in advance you pay for an item or an experience, the more you enjoy it. The sting of the personal cost, aka the price you paid, was incurred in the past. All that is left is for you to enjoy what is rightfully yours, and you manage to get more out of the experience because there's no point feeling guilty about what you've bought and paid for. It was done long ago by your past self. Of course, that only works if it is already paid in full. You can't get that great feeling if you paid for it, quote-unquote, and it's still on your line of credit or credit card. 5. Anticipation is over half the fun. Two things happen when we feel we can buy anything anytime on credit. One, we don't enjoy making the purchase as much as we could because there is little time to feel the excitement and anticipation of fulfilling the desire. If you want to get a new coat and you go get it on impulse the same day, it's not really an event. However, if you wait for it and imagine the benefits you will derive from it, you enjoy it more when you do finally purchase it. Did Christmas come to mind? And two, we do not have to work for it. If you scrimp and save your dollars to get something you want, say a car, you really appreciate it. What you have purchased or acquired becomes a symbol of your hard work and diligence. It means more to you than it possibly could otherwise. Based on this, it is more likely that those who have a spending deficit get more value out of what they buy, and that that value goes well beyond the savings associated with the time value of money. So here's the short formula to keep in mind for future purchases. Pay less, plus pay in full, plus pay ahead of time, equals enjoy more. You just listened to the post titled Beyond Interest, The Real Cost of Borrowing, by Ellen Massicotte of freetopursue.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And once again, Elen is also narrated over on Optimal Living Daily, since she covers minimalism and personal development type content. So if you want to hear a lot more from the site being narrated to you for free, check out that show, which again is Optimal Living Daily. And of course, we have 5 shows now in our network, so you can take a listen to any of them and pick whatever topics you're interested in. Searching for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice should get you access to all of our shows. And that's going to do it for today here at Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for being here and for listening each and every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Tuesday show, where your optimal life awaits.